Brett Mack yesterday in our household. Micah, our daughter, turned 14.
Oh, fabulous.
And one of the things she tossed up whilst we were driving to dinner last night at the Ballarat Steakhouse, where it cost you $4,000 for a steak.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it was her call.
Yeah.
The birthday in the house, dinner goes back to the birthday person. Mm-hmm. So where would you like to go? And she's very fond of steak.
Mm.
And we've gone... Oh, we're working for another 37 years to pay off a night at the steakhouse. Morning to the steakhouse crew, lovely people and beautiful food. Mm. Let me tell you, absolutely magnificent. Anyway, she said, only 2 years till I start driving.
Yeah.
Brings
back some horrid memories. I've been through 3 L Platers PT. It ain't much. Fun.
I've already been through 2 and I've got another 2 to go because the wife absolutely refuses to teach the kids how to drive.
Mm.
And I said to her, I said, well, do you know where we're going to start your driving life?
Mm.
Up at that massive car park at the Greyhound track where I think everyone's driving life starts.
Yep.
Because at least you've got a huge amount of area and not a lot to crash into.
Yeah. We started our kids at Victoria Park.
Oh, really?
Which seems
with all the big trees.
Yeah, which seems wide open and a good idea at the time, but you're right, there's a lot of things you can run into.
There is. Speaking of running into things while you're practicing, you're never too old to get your driver's license, and a 53-year-old lady from over in the United States has decided after all these years she should go and get a license.
Righto, good on her.
So she's in the big car. Mm-hmm. She's got the big four-wheel drive, the SUV, and sitting next to her is a good friend and being taught how to drive. Where do you think they may have been teaching, or this person may have been teaching the 53-year-old to drive?
Oh, somewhere extremely busy, I'm going to guess.
I'm going to throw at you a cemetery.
A cemetery?
A cemetery.
Okay.
And the obvious happened. She lost control of the car. Instead of going for the brakes, she went for the accelerator and decimated 8 gravestones.
Oh, PT, that's a grave mistake. Isn't it?
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm sorry.
That is so terrible.
Was it in the dead centre of town? Should I stop now?
You've heard of the saying, when you get chills, then you shake?
Yeah.
Oh, someone just walked over my grave. 8 of them just said, someone drove over our grave.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, learning to drive, it's not an easy thing.
No.
Cemeteries, not the best place to be doing it.